Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we will be talking to you again in several months.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Esty. It was a pleasure talking with you, and good luck with the play.
And thank you for your donation too. Really appreciate that. And thanks to you, Janet, and thanks to Sarah and Summer, Keith, Ro, Karen, Lainey, and Ian's Pizza. I'm Esty Dinur. Next week, it's not the pledge drive anymore. So, hey, do it now. Bye bye. Reported, disregard the mainstream media, distorted.
We come and listen and support it. You're listening to WORT FM Madison. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. To you, oh, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Mel and Floyd Summer Replacement Show. I'm Mel. Floyd is on assignment, but with us, as always, the man who knows everything, Mr. Smarty Pants.
Yes, but I'm not alone today. We have a cast of thousands here today.
We do.
This tiny room is like a Marx Brothers movie. It's just it's my Aunt Minnie in here.
Sarah, come on in. We're having a party.
So who else is here today? Identify thyself.
Ruby's here.
Ruby's here.
Yay. They've been keeping me away for months. Months and months. And
yeah. What's doing with you, lady?
I got a job. I had a job, and then I got a job that has more hours.
I'm sad for you.
I know. I really like my job, but the worst part about my job is I don't get to hang out at work.
The word job just sound. It just sound. It's a harsh word.
Yeah.
It's like job. Like somebody's. It's like jab. Or jibe.
You know, my first day at my new job was January 6th. So it's just been a real weird time.
Yeah. How many cops did you assault?
Did you storm the office?
I stormed the office. Give me a job.
You don't want to know what she left in the boss's desk. Hey, we got some visitors here today, too. Visitor, come.
Very rare.
Move the microphone over there and introduce yourselves. Sure.
So we have, these are a couple of people who are longtime listeners, they're from Menominee.
Yeah, we have a every Friday date with Mel and Floyd. My name is Patrick Pesacaragas, Patrick from Menominee.
Hi, Patrick.
And my wife.
Jane is over. Jan.
My name is Jan, also from Menominee. Menominee is from the Ojibwe word Menomen, meaning rice. So we could say we're from Rice Town.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise known as Menominee.
I grew up on Rice Lake Street.
Yay.
So
yeah. And greetings to our neighbor, Elna Johnson.
All right, shout outs. We want more shout outs. Now, you know, she needs to pledge right now. No. Is she listening? Now, that's the first thing, Patrick. You got to parlay that into a pledge request.
Elna, give us a call, 608-256-2001, or go online to wortfm.org.
Got to monetize that.
Yeah, thank you, Ruby.
You guys see that we got a donation for Marsha right at 1 o'clock. Okay, so right at 1 o'clock, Marsha gave, and her top two favorite shows are A Public Affair on Friday, Mel and Floyd, and Journey into Jazz, which that A Public Affair is number one Friday right at 1 o'clock. Who does it go to? Does it go to us?
Well, SD show doesn't end until 1:05.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the favorite shows on WRT. 5 minutes of SD.
Yeah, all right. We're giving Marsha, thanks for donating.
Yeah, thanks,
Marsha. You're going to SD though.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Sarah, this tell SD that Marsha is hers.
Sarah, watch your shirt though. That's a crazy shirt. Come on over to...
Oh, thank goodness. I thought it said protest. I'm glad it says protect. That C needs to be more obvious there.
For people who didn't hear, it's protect trans people, which isn't crazy, Mel. I think you should really, you know, back off. You said it's a crazy shirt.
No, it's a crazy design. I couldn't read it. That's how I
was... Oh, cool.
Yeah, I think the C needs to be more obvious. I was a little worried there at first.
Protest.
It's like, what's going on here?
So Sarah produces the public affairs.
Sarah, show. Come
she's
say there. Something.
She's our pal.
Hey, folks. WORT.
She's got a mask on. So. It's a Nixon mask. But, So, did you hear the story I had last week about Dungeons and Dragons?
I did. I was in the office downstairs, and I heard about it, and I perked right up.
Because you do that kind of stuff.
I do. I play Dungeons & Dragons. I'm a GM. I write fantasy fiction, so thanks for covering that.
Wow. What do you write about?
Dragons.
So help me. What's so great about dragons?
Well, if you're like me and you like, you know, dramatic fiction, the monsters are the most interesting folks in the story. Mm. Once you think about their motivations, think about it.
I think about that in my family too. The monsters are the most interesting.
It's so true.
Always true. Especially when they're drinking.
Thanks, Sarah.
Bye, Sarah.
608-256-2001.
WRTFM.org.
Yes.
You can go there and pledge, and it comes up on the screen. I think hopefully this week it is not as weird as it was last week. But we really want to thank people for last week because everyone was super generous, and we hope that doesn't mean you're tapped out. So if you're somebody who did not pledge last week and you'd like to pledge this week, the runway is open for you. Just don't flip the plane when you land. That's all we ask.
We've got something special here. We have it's an algorithm. It's AI is what it is.
Oh, okay.
That determines whether the tariffs are on or off. So there we go. And oh, they're off today. Okay.
All right.
Well, for now. We'll check in on this every once in a while.
And if you're on Wall Street, this is the way you play the game. Right here.
You should donate while the tariffs are off.
There you go. Yeah, excellent.
Well, with those tariffs, I mean, WRT's, you know, expenses go way up because we use a lot of maple syrup.
Guacamole, like a lot of nuts, avocados.
Poutine? How do you say that?
Poutine, yeah.
Poutine. Yeah, we go through a lot of that here. Yeah. So, and timber. We use a lot of timber here, too. Esty here. We're having a big party today.
Esty. Want to say something, Esty?
Esty doesn't even get a microphone.
Yes, I have to disrupt you, you know.
You're a disruptor.
It's in my nature.
It's
in my
nature.
No, I'm going to hit you.
She's a disruptor.
I'm a disruptor of the good kind.
Okay.
There is such a thing. I wanted to thank Marsha, who donated at the last minute you didn't get it, but I did. She meant it for me.
Esty, I need some credit for you for this because one of our phone answerers actually brought one of the pledges that was over the phone in here and was going to give it to me. And I said, no, that's for Esty. So I should have
said. You are such a good boy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Esty, I know we're waiting for your guest to make a donation. So when that happens, it's all yours. We won't count that donation.
Yeah, good.
All right. Very good. All right. So we have some very, despite the fact that we're a wonderfully collective group of people that work together, we do have these very rigid lines between, you might have noticed, between who gets what in terms of the money. Because we're living in an economy, right, where money is the sole arbiter of value. So if you love Mel and Floyd, your love, it gives us a thrill, but your love don't pay our bills. 256-2001 and the area code is 608.
Or WRTFM.org.
We're looking for like 90 of you, I think, during this hour.
90? No.
I don't know.
She who must be obeyed said 50.
Okay, 50.
So 50.
Great. That's
okay. One for each
that's
state.
Doable. All right. That's doable.
Do they have to come from every state?
Yeah, they do. We're not going to take them unless they're from a different state.
Vermont and stuff. So, okay.
Of course, our listeners are often in altered states. So.
That's true.
Oh, Chris just pledged.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris
from the lab. Oh, God, the solvent slowed my typing. My donation was meant to be before 1:05. By the way, in the current Trump economy, I should not be donating. Oh, now come on. The tariffs are off today, right?
So that's they're off.
And yeah. Yeah, it's a good point.
Well, let's check here. Let's see. Oh, still off. Okay. Oh, there we go. Oh, never mind. Wait. Oh, the ones from China are off, but the other ones are still on.
So. We have a new donor, a brand new donor.
A new donor.
I'm so excited.
Ben.
This is Ben from Sun Prairie. And Ben got a Progressive Magazine one-year subscription. We give you gifts if you pledge. It's really wonderful. Likes A Public Affair on Friday, all blues, all classical, and apparently not us. So that's okay. Right. We can. There's pledging to the station.
We'll
that's what matters.
It.
We'll take it.
So, Ruby, what else have you been up to lately besides a job?
I learned how to bake bread.
Yeah?
And I'm getting ready to sow my seeds for the spring and summer because I'm just not so sure about the future and being able to rely on things.
What are you doing with your seeds?
I'm sowing them.
You're sowing them.
Into what?
Yes. Sowing them, right?
Yeah. No, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are you planting, he said?
What I am planting
feigning interest.
Is I've got some spinach, I've got some cucumbers, tomatoes,
excellent.
Really going from seed. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. My house is going to seed too. No, last year I planted about 50 little trees. Well, they were I got them from the Arbor Society.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're just like little twigs pretty much, but a lot of them made it through the winter though. So I might have a few of them survive.
Did you get them from the society? Like they sent you a letter and they're like, wouldn't it be so nice if you donated to us?
No, I've done this in the past.
Okay, okay.
I planted a couple when Malvina was a baby.
Aww.
and they're really big now. So it's kind of fun to look at them and you know, remember when they were little twigs and she was a little twig too.
Watch your life go by.
Mel, planting a tree is the most hopeful thing a person can do.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I'm not going to see these as giant trees. Yeah. I might see them as little ones, but
that's great.
But,
and then they'll fall on the roof of the house that you no longer live in.
The raccoons won't mind.
No, I trapped all the raccoons.
Did you really?
They're gone now.
Wow.
So.
Oh, okay.
But that was a problem.
You did go through that phase where you were trying to train them. I remember that.
Yeah,
that was,
but then I realized they were good eating. So remember my roots.
Hey, our phone answerers today are Keith, Rowe, and Karen, and our receptionist is Lainey. And I had some pizza before the show. It was really good, and it's from Ian's Pizza. So these are the people that are giving us food, the people who make good food. So if you're bored and you're sitting there and you'd rather do something, anything other than listen to the sound of my voice, please call the phone answerers and tell them what you'd like to pledge. They'll tell you some things about what we have as gifts, premia that we have available for you.
I donated for that. I Miss Nixon's bumper sticker.
Excellent.
I needed it.
Yes. I saw a comparison this week. I can't remember. Jamel Bowie, I think. I like his stuff in the New York Times. And he was talking about the thing about Nixon is he had the shame at least to try to hide these things. So you got to give him a little credit for that. You know? You thought you were at the nadir, and then it turns out there's an even lower low that you hadn't even anticipated. At the $50 level, if you pledge, you can get a Mindless Minion card. Top numerologists sit down and figure out what your specific number might be. And you can proudly show that in any place, any establishment, and people will give you a very funny look. So.
And the bums rush.
Yeah.
No, well, She Who Must Be Obeyed went around with the card one time.
And she did.
She got all kinds of free stuff with
she
it.
She did. So, but mostly plastic bags.
Mostly plastic bags.
WRTFM.org. Please look us up online or go to the phone and give us a call.
All right, let's take a brief break, give you a chance to go to the phone. We'll be back in about a minute or so.
Do the popcorn and do the horns. Show everybody quiet. You got to be boss. When you do your little thing, step in a small.
So you had a Trump dream last night.
I did.
Oh,
I did.
No.
It was. I don't want to even go into it.
Okay,
I'm just having these more and more. We do have a pledge online from Raz. Can I say your name? Yes, I can. You're at Raz Segal.
This is fulfilling a previous pledge, so it's not for us. This is the guest who was just on Esty's show.
Okay, that's cool, but still we want to acknowledge. Yeah. So thank you so much. That was a generous pledge, and this goes to Esty's show, but it all goes into the same giant vat at the end of the day. It's got a little the giant vat that we use to put all the money has little taps on the side, and we just turn those for each show as we need it.
We get our little coins out.
Yeah, exactly.
We also had a donation from Anonymous, who says, pledging in the name of Denali and the great state of Alaska.
Oh, very nice.
Very good.
Okay, that's
have a pledge here from John of Madison, who is a new donor, and I'm going to put that right on there. Oh, I got a couple new donors here. And let's see, comments. Got the Shed Rain umbrella. That's the umbrella that actually inverts itself on purpose as opposed to just because the wind is high. Love the weather, all the informative shows, and just on and on. I guess Melon is rotating cast and characters.
What?
I guess you guys are characters now. I just let you know
to the
over
fold.
There.
You're going to need radio names. Though,
yeah, so. We need radio names. Would also like a mindless minion card with a number that carries legacy value in keeping with my donation. Well, I don't know what kind of legacy you want. I'm thinking 1492, yeah. But maybe that's not the right one.
When was the Magna Carta signed? Like before that.
Yeah, exactly.
Our two new donors, John and Ben, I think this is still true. Their pledges get doubled. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
It's right in front of you, Mel. For every new donor who donates to this show, WORT receives double the donation.
Oh, that was kind of a snippy thing to say. It's right in front of you, Mel.
This is like an airplane cockpit. I've got a lot of screens.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
And I have no idea what any of them do.
Trying to bring it in for a landing. Exactly. Yeah, the oxygen mask is back. Exactly. Valley.
608-256-2001. Yeah, so for every new donor who donates to this show, WRT receives double their donation.
Wow, that's amazing. Do I write that down here?
Right in front of me.
It just happens.
The algorithm will pick it up. So.
Oh, the algorithm. Did you see that? Oh my gosh, I watched. I hate to talk about other comedy venues, but I watched Kimmel this week.
Yeah,
and they asked a question of the proprietary AI. That Elon Musk has, which he's supposedly using to decide who's going to live and die in our federal government, he asked the question whether it was likely that Trump is a Russian asset, and it said given that he won't release his tax returns, given that whenever he's met with Putin, there's no transcript available, the translations. And what he's doing, the thing said, 75% to 85% likelihood that he is.
Wow.
I was like, wow.
And you know that's weighted.
Yeah, exactly. They use Bayesian algorithms to come up with that. Oh, whatever. Hey, just want to mention, in case you're wondering what is going on,
yes.
There's a few things that you might want to fill in the blanks here, connect the dots. 6 weeks in office, and the president has not disclosed the names of the donors who paid for his transition planning. Now, if you pay any attention to anything that comes out of the word hole on that man, you would think that maybe he would do that because, of course, he made a public pledge to do so. But he has not done so yet. At the United States Agency for International Development, it turns out there's a former Goldman Sachs analyst and son of a private equity billionaire who said he would like to take over and privatize with a pro-market approach some of the development plans that are being currently done by USAID.
Oh, okay.
This is a man by the name of Benjamin Black. He's been nominated by President Trump to run the United States International Development Finance Corporation. It's a little-known agency that invests and lends billions, and he says he's going to be doing this in line with free market approaches, and you know exactly what that means. Let's see. The lawyer who's the new head of the Food and Drug Administration, which is a division that regulates infant formula, is a corporate lawyer who defended a top formula maker from claims that his product gave rise to debilitating harm to premature babies.
That's fine.
There's a lobbyist now, at the EPA, who's working at the EPA, who was basically working for a lobbying group called the American Chemistry Council that was trying to get people to the EPA to not... put regulations on the use of formaldehyde in products like furniture and clothes because, of course, it's a carcinogen. So now he's working at the EPA. In case you're curious what's going on, we were having this conversation before the show. You know, there was this giant Band-Aid that was called the welfare state that we had in place for, I don't know, a little while in the 20th century. And now I just had this image that wherever Karl Marx is right now, he said, I told you suckers. I told you suckers. That's what's going to happen. No one ever listens to me.
Now you got to sell them the rope.
Exactly. That was Lenin, but yes.
Oh, okay. Well, here's some non-political news. It's very exciting. An alert listener, Rye, sent this to me, or sent it to us, at the melonfloydmailbag@gmail. And scientists have bred woolly mice on their journey to bring back the woolly mammoth. So they're starting small. They've got these really cute
transgendered woolly mice?
Well, of course. You know, it's so funny that took off so much, and it's already, I mean, it's the old Mark Twain thing about a lie going halfway around the world before the truth can get its boots on. That's like taken root now on the right wing, you know, talking points that they're spending all this money on transgender mice. But no, these are woolly mice. As you know, the only reason I'm hanging around anymore is because I want to see a woolly mammoth.
I know you do.
And so this is a great step here. I might see if I can get a little woolly mouse as a pet.
Keep it away from the cat.
My cat would like it, yeah.
Watch those pronouns. Yeah, watch the pronouns.
Yeah. Chris from Menominee says watch the pronouns.
Yeah, Chris just pledged again.
No,
Chris does his serial pledging. And enough Cheerios. We don't need those. I was hoping to correct Pants' pronunciation of Tijuana offline, but I never see you two anymore. I miss you. It's Tijuana, not Tijuana. You mispronounced it wrong twice recently. The thing about Chris is he focuses on the issues that matter.
Thank you, Chris. Now we just got a pledge from the phone.
From the phone.
From the phone. You heard of it?
Was there someone on the other end of that phone?
Yeah, I hope so.
Let's see. This is from...
From Don Amici.
This is from Harriet. Harriet in Blue Mounds. And thank you, Harriet.
Nice.
And what are your three favorite shows? Like them all. That's the answer. Let's see. Mel and Floyd is the highlight of the week.
Oh, my goodness.
And bring on spring. She wants to start working her garden as well.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
You're inspiring people there, Ruby.
I thought spring was coming, and that's why we got snow. You know what I mean? Yeah. I got my seeds out. I was ready to...
Oh, did you plant them outside?
No, I'm going to do it inside of a little greenhouse.
Okay, nice. So, yeah.
I don't have the seeds yet, but I'm going to do it. I ordered seeds, but I'm scared that I ordered from like I don't think the website maybe sends seeds anymore.
Fly by night, as they say.
Yeah, I think I got scammed, but my $20 would have gone way further here at WORG than to this kind of scammy website.
If they say put the pod next to your bed, then you have a problem. That's a worrisome one.
Well, they say, like, yeah, give us 3 weeks to send you the seeds, and that's enough time for, I don't know.
Yeah. Did you see there was I think somebody ordered a drill. This is a couple months ago now. They ordered a drill off Temu. Mm-hmm. And they got the package and they opened it up and it was a picture of a drill.
Yeah, no, thank you. And it took 7 months to get there.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Well, I think that person is just doing the Magritte thing, right? Yeah. You know, this is not a pipe, right? Yeah. You're ordering the picture. You're looking at a picture, right? And you ordered it, so there it is.
Yeah. Got someone coming in.
Hi.
Hey, thank you so much. And let's see, this is from... Diane Rampton, and she said I could say her full name, so gosh darn it, I'm going to do it. And thank you so much for your pledge. And let's see, what are some of the favorite shows that Diane has? Diane lives in Middleton. She likes local news, Mel and Floyd, and jazz all afternoons. Those are excellent
very
choices.
Nice. I love that. So at the $70 level, you can get the ribbed knit WRT winter hat.
Vib for your pleasure.
At the 89.9 level, $89.90, you get the WRT shed rain umbrella. And at the $100 level, the new slick WRT long sleeve t-shirt. It's got a really cool logo on it.
Amazing graphics.
Take a look on that on our website and look that up. So, and for every new donor who donates to the show, WRT receives double their donation.
And every new donor?
For every new donor and wow. for every lapsed donor. That's like if you're like a lapsed Catholic, I think. Who donates to this show? WRT
They're
receives.
They're the crankiest donors. If there's any any connection there, that. Yeah. Right.
It is Lent. So
yeah, exactly, exactly.
So you know, during Lent, a lot of people, you know, they do kind of like sacrifices, or sometimes yeah. they even, you know, do something that's, you know, not pleasant, and I think this show counts as like it's sort of a lentil type.
How many Hail Marys are we? That's what I want to know. Right? We're talking a few score, I think. Probably.
You know, it's better than like whipping yourself yeah, or something.
Definitely, definitely, but not much.
Not much.
Whoa.
These are cheers. It's an air horn.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
High tech.
WRTFM.org. If you're feeling especially sinful and you want to expiate that sin, listening to this show.
We should
show,
sell some indulgences.
I did. Remember when I brought an indulgence from Pope Pius in for our News and Public Affairs director? She wasn't quite sure what to do with it.
You put that in your pocket and you save it.
When you need it.
When you really screw up.
Exactly.
I think we should do prayer candles for the next, like, our faces on them.
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
Okay. Oh, that'd be great.
So we really got our way with the Nixon bumper sticker. Yeah. That was, you know, a Mel and Floyd thing. So really right in saying, oh, I wish I had a prayer candle.
Yeah.
I want a real Jaguar prayer candle.
Yes.
That would be great.
True.
So.
Exactly.
Or just put a candle on his head, and that'll
we listen to confessions too. If you call in, Keith, Roe, and Karen will be happy to listen to your confession. They may not be able to grant you absolution, but there'll be a lot of snickering going on here at the studio. So,
you know,
and it'll be totally confidential.
Totally, totally confidential.
My intro to community radio was the show on Portland's community radio station, KBOO.
Yeah.
And it was called the Confessions with Contessa Della Luna, and it was from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. on like Sunday night to Monday morning.
Oh, wow.
And I would listen to it, and people would call in with the wildest thoughts that they've had.
Really?
And the one that sticks with me is a guy called in and says, every time I'm doing shrooms, I look at my dog and know that he wants some too. Should I give it to
them? No. No.
So is this like an advice show or just confession where people just
it's sort of, yeah, it's like a, it's
themselves.
Like an open line, maybe, sort of the vibe.
Yeah.
But I used to drive, we called it the night bus, but the kind of like the drunk bus. It was half drunk students, half students who were late at the library driving them home. So I would work that shift, that late night shift, and listen to the radio in my 15 passenger van.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've had a couple late night jobs, and there was a program I used to listen to in Eastern Kentucky that came up. If especially on a rainy night, you could hear it because the transmission was really good from New Orleans. And there was a gal on there who was really doing the kind of the voodoo thing.
Yeah.
And I used to, and she was hawking. There was something called the money hand, and she would basically be trying to sell you the money. If you got the money hand, if you bought the money hand, you could grab money.
So
and
like
you
the
could
monkey's
hold
paw.
On.
Or
it's
something?
Like the monkey's paw. Yeah, it's a money hand, and you could get the money, and you could hang on to the money. And so, and I was like 2 a.m. listening to that and thinking, wow, this is pretty cool. I need a money hand.
Well, we need a money hand.
We need a money hand right now.
Call
Come
us up,
on.
256-2001-608 or WRTFM.org and put a little money in our hands.
Yeah, the money hand.
The money hand. And then you get a wish and maybe an indulgence. I don't know. Just you can negotiate with the phone answers.
You can tell we're desperate because we're getting into the supernatural here. Please, pleasure the show.
The tariffs. Let's check on the tariffs and see where they are today.
Yeah, all right.
Let's,
here we go.
Ooh, that wasn't a very good one.
Oh, it's broken, I think.
We're going to have to replace the price. Oh, there we go. All right, come on, tariffs. Tariffs are off right now. So
it's a great time to donate.
We'll check.
Exactly.
Your money goes farther. Uh-oh. We've got to quiet these guys down here. There we go. All right. That wasn't the tariff. The second one was to decide, you know, what agencies to close.
Oh, okay.
So,
all
know,
right.
So,
yep.
Like,
all
but,
right.
Department of Education, gone. So... So 608-256-2001 or WRTFM.org. Hey, you mentioned this last week about, or a couple weeks ago, about they're still finding like landmines and bombs and stuff from long. They just found one from World War II between London and Paris. They had to cancel all the trains after they found a 300-kilogram bomb from World War II. It was found on the tracks near Paris. So it's just been sitting there for, 70 years or whatever.
Got a couple pledges I want to just let people know about before we go to a break. And let's see. I just got an evergreen pledge.
Oh, nice.
We like to encourage those. And you were talking about this last week, Mel. This is from Karen in Madison, that when you have a regular withdrawal from your savings or checking account, basically, it lets us know that we have money coming in, and it's a little bit at a time. Is, you know, it's just like having a mosquito bite you. You don't even notice.
That happens every month.
and Karen decided to do that, which is great. Thank you so much. And let's see. What do we want to say here? Oh, her three favorite shows are The Third World View, Her Turn, and many, many more. Also got a pledge from Anonymous. And Anonymous has a comment here. I have a female friend who goes by Woolly Mammoth on dating sites.
You got to, like, set the bar really, like, you know. You don't want to, like, make people think that they're going to come up and you're a supermodel, right? So right. Sort of say, like, oh, I'm a Woolly Mammoth. See me in person and hopefully you'll just be pleasantly surprised, right?
If they say, yeah, I can see it, then you're in trouble. Yeah.
I mean, Mel's really excited about Woolly Mammoths, though.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Oh,
if I was in the market,
this is for you.
If I was in the market, I'd swipe on Woolly Mammoth. What the hell?
Man.
All right. Hey, you listen to the WRT FM. You listen to WRT and Mel and Floyd. I'm confused.
It's off, a station thing.
I'm off my game here today. It's just that we have so many people here. We have Jan and Patrick from Menominee visiting. They're just hanging out in the studio with us. And Jan used to do some work on WOJB. She used to do a music show up on that kind of a sister station of ours. And then
and Patrick told me before the show that before he started listening to me, he thought he was the smartest guy in the world. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, sorry.
Everybody thinks they're the smartest person in the world. And Ruby's here with us.
Ruby's here.
Great to see Ruby again.
Came down just to beg you for money.
Oh,
yeah. So. Well, you're doing a good job. Oh, one more. Just want to mention real quickly. Let's see. This is another new donor. Hot damn, I says. This is from Bob from Cross Plains. Likes Mel and Floyd. I like it like that and the worldview. WRT came to Madison the year after I arrived to go to college. I finished college, but I'll never be done with WORT. There you go.
I'm really glad you haven't been in college for 51 years. I know, that sounds expensive.
I know. I just skimmed that and I go, wait a minute.
Almost got me beat.
I know that guy.
Super, 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 super senior.
Just need one more credit. So, all right, we're going to take a break, play some announcements, and come back. And while we're gone, you can clickety-click over to WRTFM.org or call.
Yank your phone out of your pocket.
Yeah, and call 608-256-2001. Who were the phone answers again?
Sure, it's Keith, Roe, and Karen. And then Lainey's in reserve. She's ready to go if she needs to. And, and four people can call at once. Yeah, that can
happen. And they can negotiate. It's the art of the deal out there. So whatever. see what you can get out of them. So. All right, we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Support for this program comes from WORT's listener sponsors and Isthmus Newspaper. Isthmus is back on newsstands the first Thursday of every month, and now a nonprofit. Isthmus continues to expand its independent coverage of local government, the arts, and all things Madison at isthmus.com.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and the Wine and Hop Shop, located at 1919 Monroe Street, specializing in home brewing and winemaking supplies for over 40 years. Open to in-person shopping or order online for curbside pickup, in Madison delivery and shipping of supplies at wineandhop.com.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and TNW Ensemble Theater, presenting Scammed, a new comedy running March 13th through March 23rd at TNW Ensemble Theater, 1957 Winnebago Street. When a freelancing editor falls for a classic scam, she assumes the amoral alter ego of Helen Wheels to get even. Tickets are available at the door with cash or check, or online through Ticket Tailor. More information is available by calling 608-770-0826.
Hey, Kathy.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Kath, do you know what is happening on March 10th on the Access Hour?
No, what's happening?
Okay, I don't know if I told you, but we are hosting the Access Hour on WORT.
We? Meaning you and me?
Yeah, you and me and the New Horizons Swing Band.
Well, what are we going to play?
Some big band tunes that we'll be performing for our swing band dance coming up on April 10th at the Goodman Center.
Mark, have you been in a WORT studio before? It's not that big.
Kathy, it will be fine. How hard could it be to squeeze 35 people into the WORT studio?
Okay, well, when is this happening again?
Monday, March 10th at 7 p.m. for the Access Hour.
Okay, that actually sounds like fun. We hope you, the Access Hour listeners, will join us, Kathy Ponoir and Mark Saltzman, and the Madison New Horizons Swing Band for the Access Hour on March 10th at 7 p.m.
And we're back. We have some people to thank, I believe.
We do have some people to thank. We get to thank Robin, who made an online donation and is getting the Progressive magazine, full year subscription. Just a full year, 1 year.
You know, the first time I saw the Progressive, I was in high school. And I had a teacher in high school who wanted me, he knew I was interested in stuff politically. So he got me a subscription to the Progressive 1 year, and he got me a subscription to the Nash Review the next year. Thanks. we also have a pledge from Phil, and I'm really excited about this because, as regular listeners know, I grew up in Eastern Kentucky, and this is actually a pledge from Wheeling, West Virginia.
Oh, nice.
Which is kind of my, in the sort of general area of my old stomping grounds. And let's see. He tried to do his pledge online, but it didn't work. Oh, that's interesting. But Phil from Wheeling, he also decided to do the Evergreen, the monthly withdrawal, which anybody can do it, and it's just a little bit at a time. You hardly even notice it. But it helps us so much because we know how much money is coming in. Let's see. Phil likes Guilty Pleasures, I Like It Like That, and Something Wonderful.
Very nice.
Oh, and said, tell Mel and Floyd to check their Discord channel page every once in a while. Do you know what that is?
You make Discord?
I didn't know we had one.
Yeah, but, well, that's our problem, Phil. We didn't know we had one.
We'll look into it.
We will.
So, yeah, if Phil says he's having issues online, if you're having issues online, do like Phil did and call 608-256-2001. I guess you were already online in this scenario, but if you weren't online, you could go to wordfm.org and make a donation.
We'll get that cleared up in 2 weeks, though. That's Infrastructure Week is coming up in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, so. Infrastructure Week. Yeah, we haven't talked about that recently.
So, she's rapidly becoming my favorite member of Congress, Representative Jasmine Crockett.
Oh, my God, isn't she great?
There was a hearing this week on immigration, and they dragged in some mayors from big cities to harangue them about immigration.
Sure.
And I forget which mayor it was, but she asked this one mayor, if there are any immigrants with 34 felony convictions roaming around their cities, because that could be a danger to the community.
Oh, man, she's so good. I saw her, like, responding to one of these lame-o questions from a reporter, and she was just like...
Well, we can't say it on the air, but they asked her one time, what would you say to Elon Musk? And she had a two-word answer.
We
can't say one of the words. Here's the story. Now, the military is getting rid of all their DEI stuff and all these things.
Yeah.
So that's today they took down a bunch of photos of the Enola Gay.
Oh,
oh,
no. Oh, no.
The gayest thing about the military. you laugh and you cry. I mean, the one I saw was, I can't find the story now, but there's a unit of the Defense Department that's specifically involved in investigating civilian harm in areas where we are, in action or where we're monitoring you know, violence and so on. And they defunded it. I mean, they were just like, we don't need that.
Yeah.
It's along the same line as getting rid of all the judge advocate generals, right?
Sure. You know,
so it's just kind of like, well, we don't need that anymore. Ugh. Here's somebody who's happy. Want to give you some happy news. This is a woman. Her name is Debbie Hartland, and she lives in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. She is so happy right now, you cannot believe it, because her daily sales of Canadian flags is about 300 right now. 300 flags a day, ever since President Trump sort of quasi-planned to impose these tariffs on Canadian exports. People in Canada are suddenly realizing, hey, we live in a country. And thank you. I don't want to get ahead of myself on whether it's still on or not. But this renewed interest, you know, in Canadian nationality and Canadian patriotism has led to people buying flags. And so it's a beautiful flag, by the way. You know, regular listeners know I love flags. And it to me, it's one of the most beautiful. It's only got a couple colors, clearly recognizable symbol on it. Not like that mess we got in this country. It's like, what is this, op art? Oh, wait, it is op art. but yeah, it's so they're doing some flag waving. They're not big on the flag waving up there. The funny thing about this, and I don't know if Trump knows this, but, you know, he's going to be meeting with King Charles, who officially, legally, and historically is the king.
He's the governor of Canada.
He's the king of Canada as well. I wonder if they'll have a chat about that.
Well, on a related note, there's a story, and this is out of The Guardian. Canada goose fights off bald eagle in rare symbolism-laden battle on ice. Photographers captured a 20-minute clash between the Canada goose and the bald eagle. And the Canada goose came out on top, chased away the eagle.
Well, that is going to win some awards, I feel like, that photo that I'm seeing right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty amazing. Oh, wow. Yeah. Look at that. That's going to be everywhere.
No, it's real.
Let's draw attention to the limitations of the medium here.
Look at that picture.
Look at that picture. That's pretty great.
Go somewhere else and look that up.
First, go to WORTFM.org.
Yeah, start
make a
there.
Donation, and right. Then when you're done,
go on
over.
Supplement
for the,
supplement.
For the goose.
Yeah. So.
I have some exciting local news.
Okay.
The Wisconsin Film Festival just released their film guide in this isthmus that came out
that
yesterday.
That was a gasp.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
So we know what the films are. You can go pick up an isthmus and make your little plan of what you're going to go see and when.
Wow. And we'll do our little show as we always do.
Well, you do your little plan, yes.
Yeah, we'll have people. I don't know where we're going to be this year, but last year we were at the Bartell Theater and it was really nice. Really
it
fun.
It was super fun.
Yeah.
You were gone. We had the original crew.
Yeah.
Mel and Floyd.
We had a big conference that I organized over at Edgewood College. It was a statewide conference on resource wars, basically talking about what will be happening in the not too distant future.
Yeah, sure.
And we're already seeing that with, you know, the president wanting to grab Greenland. That's a good example of that. Hey, you know, Trump spun the wheel this week. I don't know if you saw that. He spun the wheel to figure out which language out of 350 would be the official one for the United States. And he picked
English.
He picked a language that is kind of like his second language, if you've ever listened to him speaking. So, good choice. He's trying harder.
But he's limited it to 300 words.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, right. Very, very, very
bad, nasty.
Yeah, good, bad, nasty, yeah. So, yeah, there's 350 languages that are spoken in the United States. And I should mention, by the way, that when we actually had a president, you may know this, you may know this, Patrick. We actually had a president who originally grew up speaking a different language than English. Do you know who that was? It's surprising. It's Martin Van Buren.
Oh, okay.
Oh, interesting.
He grew up speaking Dutch. Because Dutch and German, at the time the United States became a nation, those were the second and third most popular, most common languages. And people didn't say, oh, you people, yeah, we need to have an official language. They were just kind of like, yeah, whatever.
There wasn't enough people for them to really be picking.
Yeah, that's when we were like, come on, everybody, get on over here. You know?
We stole all this land.
Yeah, we got nothing to do with it.
There's only 400 of us here.
Yeah, right.
Hey, we're trying to raise a little money. We got about 16 minutes left here. We're trying to get one a pledge from every state, and we've got three states covered so far.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So how many is so that? How many does that leave us? Like 30 or so? Or, I don't know.
Wait, are you doing a dementia test on me?
Oh, I got to tell you. It reminds me. I had a checkup this week with my doctor, and I aced my dementia test.
Oh, yeah.
I got extra credit because I got them all in the right order.
Wow.
And they asked me to draw a clock. You know, they said draw a clock that says 2:45.
Anybody even know what a clock looks like anymore?
Well, I wrote down 2:45, which they didn't think was real funny. Yeah.
I would hate to be your doctor. Oh, my God.
Oh, she hates me. Yeah. No, she loves me. She said I'm a tough cookie.
And
I said, yeah, but not one of those damn oatmeal raisin ones. I'm like chocolate chunk. I probably shouldn't do this for those of you who have this coming up, but the answers are ocean, tractor, desk.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
If you want to practice.
Well, my doctor just contacted me about a physical. Dr. Mandrake Scurvy, remember him? Eye, ear, nose, and wallet man.
He's the one with the long fingernails, right?
Yeah, that's the one. Bend over. The last time I did have one of those exams, and it was so funny because he said, you know, you can do this little prostate exam thing. That's it's like a little thing that you take or something,
sure.
And then we do a test. And
yeah.
He said it's got a 50-50 accuracy rate.
Like a coin flip?
And then he was chortling about the fact that I just had some guy near the other day that took it and thought he had prostate cancer, but it turned out it was a false positive. It's like, yeah, I don't want that.
No, thank you.
That happened to me. The doctor did that one time I went in, and it was odd because it was the podiatrist.
Oh, yeah. Some of those problems are really deep-seated.
Hey, 608-256-2001 if you want to shut us up here.
Please do. WORTFM.org. You can go online. At least I think you can go online. And pledge to us there as well. There's a big donate button or something. Isn't
yes, there is. Yeah. Yeah. So it's orange, I believe. So first pictures.
Hey, it's Gabe.
Hey,
Real Jaguar's
here.
Jaguar.
First pictures ever taken of humpback whales mating, and they're both males.
Cool.
Putting the hump in humpback.
Well, they can't come to our water.
The Gulf of America.
Oh, dear Lord.
Humpback and humpback.
Humpback and humpback, yes, exactly.
Oh, my
gosh.
More pronouns. So.
You know, before Mel read that story, I was just looking over your shoulder, and there's just an email that says, male humpback whales humping. You know, it's really what are you sending yourself?
You don't want to look at my browser history. And we've got the visitors in the studio here today. We have Jan and Patrick. They're from Menominee. They came all the way down here just for the show. Yes. No, not really. But
Jan was telling me that they are getting the umbrella.
Oh, really?
Pledge for the umbrella, which is really cool because it inverts, gets all the water out.
That's brilliant.
We will have no inverts here. Ooh. I'm sorry.
Come on in.
Oh, yeah. Complicated. Jan says it looks complicated and you need a background check. Maybe you got to pass your dementia test.
Pass your dementia test. Ocean tractor desk.
Let's see. Oh, we got a pledge from Brian. Brian, thank you so much for this nice pledge. And Brian's from Madison, likes Mel and Floyd, Guilty Pleasures, and I Like It Like That. And would like a mindless minion card if possible. You know what? It's not only possible, it's mandatory. That's if you want a mindless minion card, we got to crank that baby out. So... thank you so much. I'm getting a lot of ones on the phone here. So thank you, Brian. We also are getting one here from...
our listeners fear the
Jennifer.
Computer.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I do too.
Can someone let's test see. It? Will someone just go online and, you know, send us $10, make sure it's working?
Let's see. And Jennifer is also from Madison. Jennifer, a nice gift. Thank you, Jennifer. And what are you getting? Are you getting any kind of premium? I don't know. I can't see on here. Let's see. Likes Mel and Floyd, Democracy Now, and Back to the Country. Also, good choices.
I love the processing power, listening to you process.
I'm a processor, yes, that's true.
And sometimes you can even hear it.
I'm a talker out louder, and my whole family's a talker out louder. I think I told this story before, but I was in the kitchen with my Aunt Hilda one time, and she was making a cake, and she cracked the eggs, and she said, "In we go." To the eggs. And I said,
"She's a wicked witch."
I was kind of like, "What's the deal?" And she said, "It helps me focus my attention," which I thought was a wonderful excuse to talk to your eggs. But anyway, now you talk to your eggs because they're so precious. So. Each and every one.
$70 each.
House Republicans advised to avoid in-person town halls amid protests. So they've been having these town halls, and they haven't been going well. So their leadership said, "I got a solution to that.
Yeah.
Quit having the damn thing."
Yeah. Wow.
That's democracy. We got about 10 minutes left, 10 and a half minutes here. 608-256-2001 or WRTFM.org. At the $100 level, you get the new slick WRT long sleeve t-shirt. At the $120 level, the WRT black camo backpack. And at the $150 level, the WRT House of Marley headphones. Mm. And it's a very limited quantity.
The House of Marley. That's the House of Marley's ghost.
Vincent Price is.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, I wanted to mention, Brian had a comment, and maybe you can answer this, Mel, because you seem to be the expert on this.
Nope.
Do woolly mice have tusks?
Very great question.
Tiny little ones.
Little tusks. Yeah, exactly. Adorable.
I took my cat to the vet. Turns out she is, like, they're supposed to have 6 teeth in the front, and she has 1.
What?
She's a single tooth. She's 3 years old. Apparently, she's resorbing them.
She's absorbing them?
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So maybe
you have to get her dentures or something? Or?
Yeah, maybe. Or, like, mush up her food with water. That's the big news in my life. My cat is losing
her
teeth.
My cat needs dentures.
How old is your cat?
She's 3. That's all. Only 3.
Wow.
Yeah. She has bad genes. She's a bad cat.
It's amazing that anything works on any physical creature, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean, think about it. It's all just kind of chance. It's all on a bell curve.
Yeah.
You know, so. That's why I tell myself every morning when I get up.
Hey, I'm still alive.
I'm still alive. Oh, my God. It's great.
Yeah. Right, I'm very curious. I'm genuinely curious. We have not got a pledge since 132.
Mm. Online?
Online.
Yeah.
I feel like it's broken.
I feel like it's broken, too.
So I need someone to go online and make a donation and then call us at 608-256-2001.
Yeah, try it and see what happens. Yeah,
if we don't thank you in like 5 minutes after
you're
donate.
You're totally right, Ruby. I mean, it was glitchy last week, too, for a different reason. So
we got an email from Jerry at Mellon Floyd Mailbag. And he's the Mindless Minion highest known prime number.
Yeah.
And it says, prayer candles and indulgence. And then it says, please, about 8,000 times. So, provide prayer candles and indulgences as premium.
Please forward that to the people who need to be
forwarded.
Yeah.
Give that to she who must be obeyed.
I do think we might, you know, like when we're at public things and people are like, oh, you're a lot different than I thought you would look.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe we need a... do like an artist rendering of what they think Mel and Floyd look like, you know?
Sure.
You all look like, so they're not, no one's shocked.
Yeah.
People often get Smarty Pants correct, though. They see him and they go, oh, it's just how I pictured you.
Professorial.
I did an interview one time with the Oregon Weekly Paper and about the show. And the interviewer said, I thought you'd be shorter.
Yeah.
So I sound short, apparently.
People usually say to me, I thought you'd be smarter.
Yeah.
This is D-Cubed.
Oh, D-Cubed.
D-Cubed. Thank you, D-Cubed, who lives in Whitewater. The hideous whiteness of the water, as Melville would say. Entertainment and all the rest of the jazz offerings is the number one for D-Cubed. Guilty Pleasures. See, there we go. There's a show that even, like, calls out to having some kind of, like, you know, indulgence structure for us here. And then Mel Floyd, of course. Of course. Of course, Mel Floyd.
Yeah, D-Cube, make sure that our show gets posted online so you can listen to it whenever you want for as long as the internet lasts, I guess.
For as short as you want, yes.
For as short as you want.
Yeah.
It gets on podcast feeds. You can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yep. Yeah.
We had a little trouble with Spotify. I don't know if that's been taken care of yet. But,
yeah, I don't know. I don't I don't think it has, but I'm just pretending.
I think it was when you did that assassination threat.
I got pulled
do
off.
Not stop that. It'll get us in trouble.
I didn't say who.
608-256-2001 or WRTFM.org, assuming the internet isn't broken.
We got about 7 or 8 minutes or so.
I'm going to be really humbled if it is, if it does, if it is working, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't hear anything. It must be the phone line.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what it is.
Well, let's do a little.
Oh, no, there's something. Somebody did.
Oh, okay.
I already looked into prayer candles that we would label. They are made under terrible labor conditions. Well, that doesn't surprise me one bit, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, right. But thank you so much for that.
What about my labor conditions?
Yeah, we could do it.
Well, does your bees make beeswax or just honey?
None of your beeswax.
They probably make beeswax.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll get beeswax, yeah. And I'll learn how to melt glass. Is that what you do with glass? Blow glass? I don't know what you do.
Yeah,
and then I'll make like four of them.
I know a couple. I'm not going to judge people. I mean,
I know a couple of priests that could be in on this too. If you need a blast, you know.
All right. You know, some kids named Glass or what?
No.
We had an anonymous person do exactly what I asked. Thank you, Anonymous, for making a donation to make sure that's working.
Are you feeling humble now?
I'm feeling very humbled.
Just to be sure, I'm going to run some diagnostics on our server. Running a little slow, but not too bad.
So you know me, I like to focus like a laser on the least relevant things possible. You know, the EPA is taking it under the chin right now from Musk and the rest. And I just want to mention that there's something called the National Environmental Museum and Education Center, the EPA Museum, that's on Pennsylvania Avenue. And I'm a little worried about the EPA Museum. It's got a lot of really nice things in it. It's got the pen that Johnson used to sign the Clean Air Act of 67. It's got a bottle of 100% authentic, undiluted, polluted water, which was a gag, which was from Boston Harbor. And a bunch of other wonderful little things. An original copy of Silent Spring and on and on. It really was a labor of love. And I'm a little worried that that museum's not going to be there anymore. So I got a pledge here.
Or the environment.
I've got a couple of pledges. Oh, my heavens. People are coming thick and fast. Let's see. I got a pledge from Sean of Madison. Got my Lenten ashes from a street-side priest in St. John, Virgin Islands. Nope. The dollars is part of my novena. Thank you. All you lapsed Catholics or practicing, please pledge. Let's see. We got also a donation.
Anonymous.
From Anonymous. Do you want to do that one?
Who says, prayer candles and indulgences is premium, please.
We've hit a nerve. We really have. There's an unmet need out there. There really is.
We just heard from Peggy with a generous donation. Thank you, Peggy.
Yeah. All right. We don't have much more information about Peggy, but that's cool.
But we...
It says U.S. I wonder where Peggy is contacting us from. That would be good to know.
Just the U.S.
Just the
somewhere
U.S.
Us.
Yeah. Us.
Us.
Thank you, Peggy.
Well, as usual, the Minions are the premier procrastinators.
We have to wear them
right
down.
Right at the end, yeah. That's what we do. It's closing time, and we're looking pretty good to them, so...
So do you guys want to say something
come
on
back
the
up
air?
On the
here?
Mics. Come on
over
back
here. We got
mics.
We have Patrick
some words of
and
wisdom.
Jan here from Menominee came to visit and how you doing?
Doing good.
Is it all you dreamed it would be?
It's all I dreamed. every day. We were talking earlier about getting up in the morning, and it's an evolutionary experience every day to get up. I feel myself going through the stages of human development. crawling out with gills, to turning into lungs and speech and words.
Yes.
So already we've bypassed a lot of the politicians, so we're good to go, right? But no, seriously.
It's all dependent on the coffee.
She's doing this while I am making the coffee.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
That's why I married him. It's all about the coffee, right? But no, seriously, we have to give to stations like this because we all know who we are, who we're in this together. And we need each other like never before.
Exactly.
I said it earlier. I'm 77 years old. Never thought I'd live to see this.
Yeah.
And it's scary. And people in other countries have gone through things like this and left when they could. Some of us are staying. Some of us are leaving. it's a scary time. And we need these spaces where we meet as a community and have commonalities and sympathies and understandings of each other. And this is important. This space is important. So please call these people and keep them very, very busy and keep us all in our sanity minds. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jan. Hey, and I just want to do a shout-out to another Jan, Jan of Washington, D.C., who recently let me know that she was listening to the show, our friend who very kindly let us stay in her townhouse in Washington, D.C. when we were visiting there, and she's been listening to us on the podcast. So before we go here, we got a pledge from Chris, who is from Madison, loves Melon Floyd, Who Cooks for You, and the Blues Shows. Thank you so much, everyone who's pledged.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. And it's not too late, 608-256-2001, or go online, WORTFM.org. As a reminder, if you've never given before, this pledge drive, your donation's doubled. So it's a good reason to give. Or if it's been a while, if it's been, I think, 18 months is the cutoff. So yeah. If you're lapsed Catholic, a lapsed donor.
We found a lot of those today. Yeah. We really did.
We got an email from Starla, and they say, you make pledge drives fun. So thank you.
That wasn't our goal, but glad it's working out.
Not profitable. But all right, one last time, we got to check on the tariffs here and see if we got tariffs. They're on.
Sorry.
That's going to be a big bummer for
Canada. No, there's 300 more flags sold in Nova Scotia.
All right. Hey, it's 2 o'clock. You're listening to WRT 89.9 FM. Stick around. The Kiosk is next. And after that, Who Cooks for You with the Real Jaguar and Elmer, whatever your name is.
Merle Elmer.
All right. Thanks, everybody who pledged. And if you have any money left over, good. Call her.
Yeah.
Or go to WRT. Yep. FM.org. It's great to see you guys. Patrick and Jan came down from Menominee to visit us, and then Ruby came here to hang out with us.
Yay, Ruby.
Peeled myself away.
Great fun. All right, well, thanks a lot. Again, thanks to everybody who pledged, and we'll be back at you next week. Bye-bye.
This is the Insurgent Radio Kiosk for Friday, March 7th.
May I just say that the stupidest, most despicable, most self-defeating political tactic in our present hyper-partisan climate is the accusation that victims